is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today. On Fox News Sunday, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said the U.S. will be monitoring for what they say about Ukraine.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources. And they have at least given tacit approval because they've taken the Russian claim that this is somehow an existential threat against Russia, that the war is the West's fault.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said in Brussels Monday, if President Putin travels to one of the more than 130 countries who signed an international treaty, he should be immediately arrested. Borrell made the statement after the International Criminal Court charged Putin with war crimes in Ukraine.
I know that the Russian authorities are dismissing this decision from the International Criminal Court, saying, well, at the end, Russia is not a signatory of this treaty. But let's see the practical consequences of that.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrived in India Monday, where he's expected to announce a new plan for a free and open Indo-Pacific and deepen Tokyo's relationship with New Delhi. Prime Minister Kishida began the day by laying a wreath at the tomb of Mahatma Gandhi, India's iconic freedom leader, in New Delhi. He then met with his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi. The Indian Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that Kishida and Modi have already discussed their priorities for their respective presidencies of the G7 and the G20. This is VOA News. While war in Ukraine enters another week, VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias delves into how much Americans still support sending resources there.
A new Axios Ipsos poll shows that 79% of Americans who identify as Democrats and 60% who identify as independents still support sending weapons and money to Ukraine, but only 42% of Republicans surveyed do. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis made his stance clear last week in a written statement read by Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson.
We cannot prioritize intervention in an escalating foreign war over the defense of our own homeland.
Former Vice President Mike Pence refuted DeSantis' stance on ABC's This Week.
As the leader of the free world, as the arsenal of democracy, America needs to continue to ensure that the Ukrainian military has what they need.
Both Pence and DeSantis are considering entering the 2024 presidential race, but neither has officially declared their candidacy.
North Korea says its ballistic missile launch over the weekend simulated a nuclear attack against South Korea. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The North has been holding demonstrations this month to protest the largest joint military drills in years between the U.S. and South Korea. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, instructed his military to hold more drills to sharpen the war readiness of his nuclear forces in the face of aggression by his enemies. North Korea's neighbors detected the short-range ballistic missile being launched Sunday, less than an hour before the U.S. flew long-range B-1B bombers for training with South Korean warplanes. The North characterizes the U.S.-South Korea exercises as a rehearsal to invade, though the allies insist they are defensive in nature. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse and assume billions in losses, Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
In a shotgun merger engineered by Swiss authorities and announced on Sunday, UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion and assume up to $5.4 billion in losses. UBS Chair Colm Kelleher.
We have agreed a framework of support with the Swiss regulators which ensures a successful integration in the best interests of Switzerland and protects our shareholders.
The deal won applause from other central bankers keen to avoid market-shaking turmoil.
That was Tamara Lindstrom from Reuters. Governments gave their blessing Sunday to a major new UN report on climate change after approval was held up by a battle between rich and developing countries over emissions.